Okay, let's talk about vampires for a moment. Has Hollywood glamorized what a vampire really is, or is it a pretty accurate portrayal?
Well, Hollywood has certainly glamorized the vampire, romanticized it and glamorized it. The real vampire of supernatural folklore is an ugly, demonic sort of entity. There's really nothing pretty about the vampire or appealing about the vampire. But thanks to fiction and film, we have a vampire creature who has become more of a tragic hero, even a romantic hero, who is allowed to have some sort of human attributes that make him sympathetic. He has powers and living habits that we don't find in folklore. You could almost say he's an entirely different creature than the folklore vampire.
Well, let's talk about the folklore vampire first of all, and what it may be. Now, we've always heard about Dracula back in Transylvania. Is that where this all started?
Well, it's certainly where belief in vampires got the biggest boost through the character of Dracula. The Dracula cult really existed in pagan times. It's ancient and worldwide. Most of what we believe about vampires comes out of Eastern Europe, where vampire beliefs are very strong. But you find vampire creatures all over the world. And probably the best-known class of vampires would be the restless dead, people who were buried for various reasons. They were unhappy being dead and were able to escape their grave at night and pester the living.
Are these like zombies?
Well, they were more like restless ghosts.
Are they physical or spiritual?
Well, the folklore vampires are really a ghostly sort of entity who can seem to be real. There are some traditions where the reanimated corpse itself gets out of the grave. In many beliefs, the corpse remains in the grave and the spirit goes wandering and the corpse is able to sustain the energy of the spirit to wander.
Now, what are they trying to do? I mean, what's their mission?
They want whatever you have. You're the living.
Oh, really?
And whatever you have, they want, because they're dead. And they're not too happy about it. So they want your life force, your energy, your health, your sexuality, your possessions, your wealth, your livestock. Vampires are blamed for all kinds of things that witches also are blamed for. Blights on crops, illnesses for animals, a whole host of illnesses in people. The vampire literally wastes people away, and you can do that by many ways other than just taking the blood.
See, and you know, with between folklore and reality, you do have a lot of people that think of themselves as vampires. As a matter of fact, some of them are pretty darn dangerous people. I even have heard stories now where people will actually go to a dentist and get caps put on their teeth permanently, where they're filed down or their caps of vampire teeth. Have you heard about that?
Yes, I have. There are a number of clubs of people who profess to be living vampires, and such a tradition even exists in folklore. My feeling is that people are drawn to the myth of the vampire and would like to emulate it, mainly because of what they see in the fictional characters.
I mean, Hollywood.
So they try and take on attributes of the fictional characters.
Well, you know, Rosemary, Hollywood portrays, you hit them with a stake and, you get rid of them that way. You put, you wear a cross or you hold a cross up and they turn away in fright. You put garlic around your neck and you'll be okay. Does any of that work in real life?
Well, yes, it does. These amulets do have abilities. The cross, for example, is a very recent addition to protection against evil. Back before Christianity took over the pagan cults, people used things like ancient remedies, garlic, for example, small seeds. If you scattered small seeds around a grave where a vampire was believed to be buried, the vampire couldn't get out without counting all the seeds, kind of silly things like that. There were things that you could do to a corpse that would prevent the corpse from wandering, to stuff the mouth with garlic, steel nails driven into the coffin, iron spikes placed around the grave. Iron is probably the most universal repellent of evil. Certain branches were held to have magical powers that would keep vampires at bay. Ash, rowan, hawthorn, blackthorn. If you put branches of these around a grave, it would keep the vampire from escaping. I think that folklore beliefs have a basis in fact, that
Something happened.
People have their experiences. They perceive results, and that fortifies a belief that things have magical abilities to do things.